Good morning, my friends of Christ the Cornerstone. Rise to meet this fresh new day. The rain is past and nature renewed. Let us praise God with a psalm. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing psalms to your name, Most High, to declare your love in the morning and your faithfulness every night, to the music of a 10-stringed harp, to the sounding chords of the lyre. Your acts, Lord, fill me with exultation. I shout in triumph at your mighty deeds. How great are your deeds, Lord, how very deep are your thoughts. We thank you, Lord, for this new morning and for your protection through the restful night. As we set out on this new day, give us your new song for our hearts. May we display your greatness in all we do and hear and say today. Amen. The Lord in greatness sustains us all, especially in time of need. The psalmist tells us, in all his promises, the Lord keeps faith. He is unchanging in all his works. The Lord supports all who stumble and raises all who are bowed down. All raise their eyes to you in hope, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy every living creature with your favor. The Lord is near to all who call to him, to all who call to him in sincerity. He hears their cry for help and saves them. We pray for people stumbling or brought low through illness. We remember especially to you our friends Marion and Reverend George. Relieve their ills, refresh their spirits, and return them restored to your community. We pray for people carrying burdens of sorrow and depression, the drudgery of lonely work, the monotony of unchanging days and nights of solitude. May you be their consolation, and bless them all with your spirit of hope. Amen. The Lord keeps us all under his protection, regardless of the hazards we may encounter on the way to supper time. How wonderful is this care! Isaiah reminds us, you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Before you, mountains and hills will break into cries of joy, and all the trees in the countryside will clap their hands. Where once there were thorns, pine trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles will spring up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. They will be an everlasting sign of his power and love. Be with us today, Lord, in all our words and deeds, in our going and in our coming home again. Be with us in our far-flung meetings on Zoom and our short bursts of learning on Google Meet. Be with us at our places of work, our places of caring, our places of connection. O Lord, your goodness is over all, and may we praise you in all we do. Amen. As the psalm reminds us, the Lord is gracious and compassionate, long-suffering and ever faithful. The Lord is good to all. His compassion rests upon all his creatures. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, Lord, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Now may God's grace be with us all, and keep us all, today and always. Amen.